Last week, I know I wasn't here. I apologize. I don't know what the fuck was. Something was going on last week. I don't. It is what it is. It's life. You know, niggas go through shit. Niggas go nig. So it is what it is. That's what the fuck going on. But we are here. If anybody's tuning in live, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all should get y'all motherfucking merch for real. You know what? Actually, let me. My shirt and shit. Goddamn. I got shirts. I got shorts. Got women's shorts or booty shorts, whatever the fuck y'all want to call them. I don't want to say booty shorts and shit like that. So, yeah, that's what the fuck going on. So, yeah. We are here live, direct. I might be a little intoxicated, so whatever the fuck I say, don't. Y'all just don't mind me for sure. My apologies for anybody. I don't give a fuck, but it's called raw material. So fuck whatever the fuck you think. If you're not tuning in, I don't give a shit. Nah, I'm just playing. Y'all can tune in. That was a joke. It's all jokes.
Yeah. Real dry.
What's dry? Dry?
That joke.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway. So, the person who was talking shit, she was supposed to have her own podcast, but she's talking about dry jokes. It was supposed to be called, what was your podcast supposed to be called, since you're talking shit? Go ahead.
Take Notice.
Take Notice. You. So, what happened to Take Notice? Let's talk about it.
First of all, people are not reliable.
So, what does that have to do with anything?
People don't, because it has everything to do with it. The way I wanted to do my podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First of all, how you run your podcast is how you run yours, and let me run mine.
Okay.
So let's just get that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So mind your damn business.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna mind my eyes then. Let me mind my business. That was it about the podcast? You just gonna nip it in the butt? That was it?
That's what it
that
was.
That was a weird awkwardness.
No, because like, this is my thing, like, the way you addressed it, talking about something what happened to your podcast, like boy,
right? Because you was coming at me about mine.
Oh my gosh, did I say anything about this man's podcast?
Yeah, you did actually. Yeah, you did. But we're gonna run it back. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Listen.
Don't worry about it. No.
When I get my podcast back up and running, that shit is lit.
Lady,
okay?
Lady, take notice.
Take notice.
You're right. Take
that's
notice.
All. Listen.
Take notice. Cool. But we on raw material now, so.
I'm being recorded, so I can't really, like, beat this nigga up.
Anyway, so I ain't gonna be no intro. I'm just gonna dive all the way the fuck head into it.
I'm nervous.
It's gonna be what the fuck it is and shit like that. We had a conversation about this, I want to say earlier this week. Why do women lie about their number?
Oh my gosh.
Why is that a thing? Why do y'all do that?
Listen.
Why is that a thing?
I told you.
I don't care about what you said about who you work and how you work.
So have you met a woman who you found out facts that she lied about her number?
Yeah, for sure.
How?
The streets talk. What?
People can lie all day, every day.
Hell no.
No, people lie all day, every day.
Proofs? Videos, text messages, yes. Pictures.
So that means she lied about her numbers? What if?
Yes!
Oh my gosh! That is not true.
Why is that?
Listen, I don't
that's
know people.
Petty. Listen, that's childish as fuck. Like why are you lying about your number?
If I feel like I have to
you
lie.
You grown.
If I feel like I have to lie about my body, then I'm just not going to say shit. I'm just going to be like, mind your motherfucking business. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, if I can't remember everybody on the motherfucking list, that it is what it is. I gave you an estimate.
No, say what? Lying.
That's not lying. You don't think, like, so you don't sit around and think, like, damn, I did fuck that person. Shit, I guess I do got to add that nigga on the list or that bitch on the list. Like, you don't say that.
No, it's
to
on
yourself.
The, whether it's skeletons,
skeletons
bad bitch,
are added on
or,
that
a Booger wolf.
Well, it depends on the skeletons, actually.
No, exactly.
Women. Okay, it depends on the skeletons.
Right, exactly.
Some people, it's, you just want to unfuck in your head.
You fuck that person, so you can't put them off the fucking list because you want to unfuck them. You fuck that person.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's cool. Okay,
right, and that's not cool at all to be like, oh, no, let me discredit this person because so I don't want to fuck this person in my mind.
So you don't think niggas lie about their bodies? This is just put on women. Niggas don't lie about their, because there's some niggas out here who don't get any pussy and lie about how much pussy they've gotten, or they fucked that girl and they know damn well they ain't fucked that girl.
Now, niggas definitely lie on their dick, for sure. I'm not putting it all on women, but 85% of women definitely lie on that motherfucking pussy.
Where's the facts?
Where's the facts on
Where's
what?
The facts?
On what?
Who lies about their numbers? Look it up. Where's the facts? Someone tell me the facts.
I don't have my
phone. I need to hear the facts.
I need a second phone for this. This is why I need a second phone. I don't have a second phone.
Need to hear the facts because I don't get it. Like, you're saying all, like, 85% women talk about their bodies.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Let's look at facts. How often do women lie? About.
He's only listening, y'all. He's coming for the ladies tonight.
Of bodies.
I don't need to lie about my bodies.
Yeah. Okay.
Period. I don't, and I haven't.
You have.
I have not. If you I have. Forgot somebody, then shit, I forgot somebody. But then, goddamn, I don't. I'm not going into a situation like I'm about to lie about my bodies. I'm not doing that. Some women don't even think it's your business. If it ain't your family, if it ain't nobody around the group, like, some women are like, bitch, it ain't your motherfucking business. You fuck with me or you fuck with me? Let me know.
Nah. About.
It ain't no nah. He's tripping. You're tripping.
No, ain't no tripping. I ain't tripping about shit.
Yeah, you are.
I don't understand why you. Why is it the thing to where, okay, let's say
85% of women lie about their bodies.
Yeah, for sure.
You're tripping.
I'm not tripping. I'm about to pull up facts. Give me a second.
Pull up the facts.
I'm about to. Don't even worry about it.
And look up men as well.
I will. Please do. This ain't no bias show. This is called raw material. It's not women show, men show. It's not a bias show. It's raw material. 85% of women say, look, let me tell you something. If you meet a nigga, let's say you meet a nigga out and about, y'all conversing, y'all cool, y'all vibe, whatever, shit like that. Maybe money in, two in. I don't give a fuck the time frame. And you just like, shit, roughly. Most of the time, that's what niggas say. Roughly. How many niggas you think you been with? 20. Stop playing. Cut it out. 20 who?
Who made y'all think that women lie about that shit, though? And also,
20 who? You're a woman.
I'm really not obligated to tell you my bodies.
Okay, cool. You are not obligated.
I can just tell. If I feel like I have to lie about my shit, it's none of your fucking business. It's none of your business. The fuck I need to lie for? If I'm telling. Now, men lie, women lie. So, that's my thing.
That's not,
like,
no.
You're
no.
trying to put it on
no, hell,
women
hell no.
lie about have, their bodies. If I
look,
feel like I have
to. And we had this conversation. I was saying that women already put men in a box where it's just like, we already hold by nature. It's just like, oh yeah, nah, this nigga been with this X amount of people. You just met this nigga yesterday. He definitely been with 40, 50 bitches. Like, what the fuck? So if I give you that number, the exact number that you thought, it's a problem, but you thought it in your head. No, that's what you wanted me to say. Like, why is it an issue? I tell you my exact number, it's an issue. You lie about your number, and you like, oh yeah, you got to take it.
How do we know that men are not lying about their number? He's talking about some, if I tell you the number, then it's real. But if a woman tells me, then it's not. Like, what the fuck? Like, how can you even say that? Like, how?
How can I say
it? Women are lying. How can you tell me, yeah, I've been with this amount of people,
mm-hmm.
but then when a woman says that,
mm-hmm.
then she's straight up lying. Niggas lie all the time
because
about the, like, come on now.
Because society has put this stigma on women to say, hey, look, I can't be with X amount of number of niggas for a certain amount of time.
We are in 2021.
But,
do you think these
niggas are No.
Wide open
no,
how they about, like,
no,
what?
No, hell, no. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I said society says
okay.
X amount of number of mm-hmm. niggas that you have been with is a bad number. So every woman in her mind is saying, I don't need to be with X amount of niggas because society says I cannot be with those.
I'm going to look like
wait,
a hoe.
Wait. Exactly. But a nigga is glorified to say, hey, I've been with 80, 90, 100 bitches.
Still lying. Okay, so you lied. Because this is my thing. Like, niggas what? Lie on the... Niggas lie... You said you know a nigga who lies on their dick all the time. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you... That's still lying. You added extra numbers on to make yourself look good. That's still lying.
I'm not saying that's the exact number. I'm just saying, like, I was giving examples of no woman meets a
okay.
man.
Okay. Like, who, thank you, Brittany. Like, what the fuck?
No woman. Get the fuck. Bro, y'all better cut that shit the fuck, bro. Bro, y'all better cut that shit the fuck out, bro. Cut it
oh
out,
my
bro.
God.
Cut it out, bro. See, cause see, this shit. This is the shit that bothers me when I get on this fucking show, cause that is a thing that y'all that fucking think about. I don't give a fuck what age range you in, what you think about. That matters to you, because okay, let's say I meet you, right? Okay, cool. You've been with, for example, you. Let's say you've been with 30 niggas, and I've been with 100 bitches, and I know verbatim I've been with 100 bitches. You like, oh nah.
Genesis says she gonna have to join in on this one. Please do, baby. Please.
Walk your ass around. We here. Pull up.
Genesis, you right up the street, baby.
I'm about to say, I don't know if the door open. We gonna have to let the door open. I ain't gonna give you the code.
My thing is, Brittany is right though. When I met you, I didn't think like, God damn, how many bodies does this nigga have? Now when I meet a certain man and clearly he's out here in these streets and it's very clear, he's made it very clear to me. After a while, not when I first meet him, not after a while, I'm thinking like, damn, like he's out here, but I don't think like, how many bodies do you have? And does that matter? Does that even fucking matter how many bodies you have? To a man, does that even matter? Especially if you get some pussy. Like, does that matter?
Now, for me, I used to be very... Between the ages of... Excuse me. I don't know if I spit on you or not.
Chris, come on now. Got to multiply by three. You are not J. Cole. Stop playing.
Nigga, no. This is how this conversation got brought upon, bro. So, between the ages of 22 and 26, that was definitely a thing for me. Like, bitch, you been with 50 niggas? I can't fuck with you. I can't do it. I don't even want to do it. For what? Why? 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 Why am I bringing you around? Why is it a thing to wear?
Thank you, Brittany.
Okay.
That's a real thing, though. Like.
Okay. So, my good friend Petite Assassin. I ain't gonna tell her say her real name, but your cool ass.
She don't give a fuck. Do you give a fuck?
She probably don't. To hear you niggas say it's been with 100 women, yeah, it would be shocking, LOL, but it's nothing to think of when you start fucking with a man. Huh? Let me read that again. To hear your niggas say he's been with 100 women, yeah, it's been shocking, but it's nothing to... Oh, shit, bitch. What the fuck? Oh, okay. Something to think when you start fucking with a man. Oh, this nigga Chris stupid. It's some DC shit.
Mm-mm. Hold up. What's some DC shit?
Well.
Wait a second. What's DC shit?
I mean,
it's
shit.
It's some DC shit. What do you mean by that, Chris? Please explain.
Please explain that shit. You definitely got to explain that, brother. You can't jab like that. Because first of all,
Don't get me started on Atlanta. Y'all the most nastiest motherfuckers ever.
Oh, whoa, that's drastic to say. You can't say that for
I sure the fuck can.
How? You only dealt with two niggas here.
But what I've heard women's experience dealing with but these niggas.
That's not
the
same. That's not your same experience.
He said something about DC, so I said something about Atlanta, period.
Right, because you mad because they talk about DMV area.
Don't talk about the DMV area. Like, that's some DC shit. The hell? That's what you mean. I'm definitely not like mad. I'm just saying. You know, I can come off a little aggressive.
Oh, he's talking about the multiplier by three part DMV.
Oh, DMV.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's a super major double standard, man, because it's a thing to where if I have a, like the example that I gave, if I have 100 bodies and then she has 40 bodies, I'm looked at as a major hoe. All this other bullshit. You said what now?
You're looked at, you the man to niggas for whatever weird reason.
Oh, yeah, for my niggas, yeah, and for sure. I'm looking at it as a man. Like,
oh, you might be a little dirty.
Right, but on the flip side, for you, we looking at it just like, God damn, you got 40 bodies? Because it's like, you fucked them niggas on a deeper level than what we did. We just fucked for sport. Y'all fucking for mental.
Not all women is like that. Not all women is like
that.
Here we
go with the bullshit.
Not all women are like that. So what do women
95% of women are.
Women fuck for what? Like, say that again. Repeat yourself.
Men fuck for sport.
Yeah.
Throw them bitches right back out to the pond.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck who hit her. Okay. Next. It could be my partner. Right up the street. We don't give a fuck. Okay. But women fuck for mental. You like that nigga deeper than the surface. Way deeper than the
Thank
surface.
Thank you. Not all women fuck emotionally. Like,
get the fuck out of here,
man.
No,
that's some real shit. That's some real shit.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
And then when a nigga meet a bitch who isn't like that, I don't even want to cuss so much. When a man meets a woman is like legit, like, okay, nigga, we fucked and leave it at that. Some of these niggas be getting in their feelings. Some of these niggas like, what the fuck? Like, you'll be surprised. So you'll be, just because you're not that man and these niggas come to you and act like, yeah, no, fuck the hoe, like, da 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 da. No, these motherfuckers be getting in their feelings.
I've been that nigga.
Push them to the curb and it was what it was. All then we cold-hearted, then we trifling, then we everything else. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What's define fucking for fun? Define it. Because I don't know what that looked like.
Thank you. Women. For sport, just like
How?
You said.
How?
Just like y'all do.
No, it's not the same thing.
I'm out and about.
Right.
I may have known this nigga for a couple years or whatever.
Oh, couple years? Oh, okay. Couple years. Go ahead.
And we may have never even, like, okay, fine.
Couple years.
I don't
Go
even
ahead.
Know.
Mental. Just, no.
It's
for the
not
example
mental.
That you just
it's
gave.
Not mental.
Go ahead.
Not,
go
okay,
ahead.
I don't know. I
for the
know
example
this.
That you just gave, okay. You said a couple years.
Listen,
go ahead.
I could know this nigga for a couple years. Didn't do nothing with him, whatever it
right,
was.
Right, right,
I may have
right.
just had fun with him and passed him on.
Right, right.
But I may have just felt comfortable enough to
right,
fuck him. But it
right,
wasn't emotional.
Right, right.
We don't talk every day.
Right.
We don't do the most every
couple
day.
Years, though.
So what? So
go ahead,
what?
Go ahead,
I could
go ahead,
fuck. I could know this nigga fuck. I can know this nigga for 2 months. I can
for
know
exa- no, for
if
example
you're
that
fucking
you
for, no, if you're fucking for fun, it's for fun. If you're fucking for sport, it's for sport, Lord. But my thing is, you ain't
right.
never fucked a woman and kept it at that.
Right, hold
no,
on.
Hold up.
No,
no,
no.
Answer
I'm
my question.
Get...
Answer my question. You ain't never fucked a woman and she wasn't tripping off you after it was said and done.
Well, wait.
She
wait.
Hit your phone.
Wait,
she ain't
wait,
do shit.
Wait.
For fun. That
wait,
dick was
wait,
for fun.
Wait.
Stop playing.
So.
Because you're trying to, like, okay, go ahead. Do what
so,
you do.
No. So,
flip,
the example that
flip,
you gave.
Flip.
I'm not flipping
flip.
Shit. I'm
you
not flipping
flip.
Shit. So, the example that you gave, you said it for years. I've known him, da da da, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Cool. So, niggas, let me tell you something. I could be the bitch. For example, everybody know my spot used to be Elbar. Elbar used to be my shit. I'd be the bitch on Thursday, fuck on Saturday, fuck that bitch on Monday.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
You said years.
Okay, fine. That example.
And that bitch is hitting my line.
Okay, and that example.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't give a fuck about that whole.
Single Gabby.
You said years.
Single Gabby, I could have fucked the nigga and didn't give a fuck about him. Let me just say that. I could have known this nigga 2 weeks, and if that's what we wanted to fucking do, that's what we did for fun, and we called it a motherfucking day.
Man, get the fuck out.
Yes.
That's a bullshit.
Yeah, nobody tripping off.
The example that you gave was bullshit.
Okay, fine. I said years. Okay, fine. But the example that you just gave, I literally have done that. I don't give a fuck. I've met someone. We knew what it was. We had fun. Doesn't mean I'm emotionally like I want to be with him. because we had sex, I have to be with him. I love. I
well,
wanna,
I, whoa. But I you, never okay, said emotionally. That. I never said that.
When you're talking about a woman, so what are you saying as far as emotionally? Like, what are you saying?
Women, most of the time, when you.
I'm not saying we're like this 24/7. That's not what I'm saying.
Women don't fuck. Just well, I ain't gonna say that. Let me make sure I got my wording right before I say what I'm about to say. So for the most part, men off the jump is kind of like physical.
Okay.
Solely off physical. Okay. We don't give a fuck about your personality. We just see you.
I met
you
women.
You can be a ditzy bitch, stupid bitch, blonde bitch.
What the fuck is he whatever. Saying? There's women out there who sees a nigga who's like, damn, you look good. I want to fuck. What's up? Come on now. And then y'all be quick to call them hoes.
No, not all the time.
Y'all be quick to call them hoes. Be the woman that everybody call a hoe. Because she knew what she wanted. She got what she wanted and she bounced. And a lot of these niggas be getting their feelings after you fuck them and leave too. Especially if that pussy was good. Boy. These niggas be getting their feelings just as well as women.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Especially if a woman don't want to fuck them no more. Oh, my God.
I can't speak for myself. I don't know nothing about that. I can't speak for myself. But I'm pretty sure there's some niggas out here who's definitely done that. But I cannot speak for myself.
But that's what I'm saying. You kind of speaking for majority of women. Like, that's a thing. Like, women have... you have to understand, a lot of women know what it is with a lot of these niggas. So, you have to understand, like, a lot of women are just like, shit, okay, fine. If you want to have sex, it is what it is. Like, let's just do that and keep the... let's keep it pushing. It is what it is. And then you'll have those women who hit you every couple weeks, maybe, or every couple months, or maybe once a year.
Right, and
say,
hey,
let's fuck. And then leave. And then bye. Bye. I'm not tripping off you. Goodbye. We did what we did. We had fun. See you later.
That's rare, man.
Oh, my. That's rare, ladies. Come on. Is it rare? Yes, is it rare for a woman to have sex with a man and then just ditch his ass? Like,
yes, it's very rare. For a woman to a man? Yes, it's very rare. Come on, man. Please. I would rather you keep it 100 be like, yeah, okay, yeah, I feel that. I understand where you're coming from. Instead of you saying, like, oh, is it rare? Yes, it is rare. Come on, man. Come on. Cut it out.
So can you admit that sometimes when men have sex with women and it's really good, and then when she's like kind of like it was what it was, they don't get in their feelings? Because that's the same thing with a woman sometimes too.
Yeah, depending on the situation. Okay. Yes, but it's a build up though.
There's always gonna be a build up.
It's never a thing to where like I meet you on Tuesday and I fuck you on Friday and it is what it is. No, it's I met you on Tuesday, months later I fucked you. It's a build up. You've been playing with me for months. And in your mind, you like, nah, it ain't, nigga, it ain't nothing like that. It was just, you know, a little flirtatious bullshit. And you're like, ah, okay, cool, we fuck. And it keep it pushing. But in our mind, it's just like, nah, bitch, you been doing this for a while. I've been thinking you want this dick for a while. And I've been thinking you feeling me for a while. So it's just like, what the fuck we got going on? Because you've been building this rapport.
Your attention. You give me attention. Okay?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
That has to do with, like, literally, you're saying that it's building up. But, like, what you mean by building up? Are we talking every day? Are we literally texting, messaging each other,
It doesn't even have to be every day.
It doesn't even have to be every day.
Men get
shit twisted. You'll know if a bitch likes you.
Man, look, let me tell you something. If you don't set that foundation from the beginning, on both ends, guy or girl.
What's not all the time?
That's not true all the time. Yeah, what's not true all the time? Yeah, what's not true all the time? If you're not building that foundation from the beginning, on both ends, you don't know what the fuck going
on. I can
come at you and say, hey, look, we could be employees. Like, hey, look, you know, we flirt from time to time, da-da-da, whatever. But shit, the sexual tension is there, but we haven't, you know, bust that bubble of what the fuck going on. But as soon as we go hang out outside of work, we fuck. But it can happen after months. But that was a build up.
That doesn't mean I'm emotionally attached to your ass.
Right. And that doesn't mean I'm emotionally attached to your dumb ass.
Okay.
Right.
So what's the point?
No. Somebody's going to catch feelings. 9 out of 10 is going to be the woman.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know. I have a friend who will mess with a dude, and then she's like, well, where do we go from here? And I have to tell that bitch, nowhere. Like, you just had sex with him, so what?
So this nigga Joy said, a woman can meet you on Monday, fuck you Friday. And, oh, shit. And never speak to you again. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Like, what are you talking about? He's trying to make it seem like bitches.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. Somebody finally agreed with a nigga. A little bit. What Quentin said about women having to build shit up to have sex with a man.
But what if you don't? What if you're in the midst of a moment? What if you, listen, that's what I'm saying. Are we talking every day? Like, what are we doing every single day?
It doesn't matter what the build up is. It's a build up.
Okay, so.
Like I said, before. So,
okay, we built it up, okay, and then we had sex, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was just like, I don't really want to deal with a nigga like that. We had sex.
Who said it, though? Because 9 times out of 10, neither one is going to say it.
Most likely it's, well, I don't know. It depends on the situation, for real. Because I can't say. I wasn't agreeing with you, Quentin. Period. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm just like
this. He was. You ain't got to admit to it. It's cool.
I'm just like this. I've known people who can meet a nigga at brunch, right? Have sex with them. And then call it a fucking day. That doesn't mean I'm emotionally attached to you and shit.
What the fuck? I never said emotionally attached.
You did in the beginning, though. No, I didn't. Yes, you did in the beginning.
No, I did
in the
not.
Beginning, in the very beginning.
No,
yes,
what
you
I
did.
Said was, I said it's deeper with women. That's what I said. Emotionally, that's what I said. I never said emotionally attached. I said it's deeper.
Okay. So
with
if you're
women,
okay,
emotionally, that's what I said.
That means you're giving me the attention that Clint, that we're on the same page. You want to have sex with me. This is what we're going to do when
God.
It happens.
No.
That's what I'm getting from it because I don't know. Like, I have to be feeling you to fuck you. Is that what you're saying? Like, I got to be feeling you to fuck you.
Yeah. Yes, in every aspect.
No, sometimes it's just like, maybe
just
you're just
what?
Giving me the right attention.
No.
Maybe you're doing something for me and I. Shit, me and my cousin talked about pity pussy. Sometimes you got to give a nigga some pity pussy because maybe he did this, this, and this for you. And you kind of feel bad. Like, all right, well, nigga has been just hanging around. It don't mean that.
Brittany, you full of shit.
It don't mean nothing. It really don't. We're women. We're talking about low-key our own experiences.
Pity pussy?
I fucked someone who, like, legit, I don't give a fuck about you. It was what it was. I moved on from the shit. And some niggas will agree with it. Like, yeah, we on the same page. And some niggas are like, nah, bitch, like, what the fuck? Like, we didn't have sex. We talk on the phone.
Joy, what you saying? How you feeling? Because y'all talked on the phone, y'all text? Like, what? The problem is when being trying to speak for women and never agree with what we say is about ourselves. We're around women all day. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
Hold on really quick.
Where you going?
Sorry, y'all. 1 second.
How the fuck you just go cut into the middle of the shit?
My bad.
Appreciate it, Joy. You don't get pity pussy. Just because the niggas around, it don't fucking matter.
No.
Conversation, talking on the phone. You're a winner. I appreciate that. And we on the same page, pity pussy. I could talk to a bitch all day, every day, and not give her nothing or give her the world. And I'm giving and a bitch gonna give me pity pussy, but just because he do this, that, and the third for me. I don't give a fuck. I don't want that fucking sorry ass pussy. Fuck that goddamn pussy. That pussy for the world. That pussy for the streets. Hell no. Any nigga can do what the fuck I'm doing and anybody else can get it. Hell no. I don't give a fuck about that goddamn sorry ass, stankin' ass pussy. Fuck that shit.
I didn't say all the time now. I just said there's some women who do definitely give us some pity pussy.
But you said you gave up pity pussy.
I didn't say I gave up pity pussy. I said me and my cousin was talking about pity pussy. Let's get that very fucking clear. Never said I gave up no pity pussy because I felt bad for a nigga. I'm saying I've heard some women say, damn, this nigga did do that for me. This nigga does do this. He does pay this bill. So maybe, shit, I do got to give him some pussy. Like, There is some women out there who will do that. And niggas know it. That's why y'all stick around and do the shit y'all do. And don't say you ain't got no friends who won't. What y'all call it out here? Trick, I guess, tricking pussy. I don't know the fucking terms. Like, same fucking difference to me.
Nah, I don't want no pity pussy.
You shouldn't, because
you say that lazy, sorry, stinking for ass. Sure.
Like, you shouldn't want
it. It's pity for the pussy. Streets pussy. You shouldn't want for somebody
it.
Else.
You shouldn't want it.
I'm cool. I don't want none of that. You can keep it
for somebody else. So basically you're saying that women can be more emotionally involved and it's a lead up to sex.
Yeah.
I can't say that I haven't messed with a nigga who, damn, like, all right, he's cool as shit. We got along. We was vibing.
That's
but that's not all the time. Like, there's been times where, shit, I be on my, I think like a nigga sometimes. Like, especially when I was single. Like, what the fuck? Like Brittany was saying, you can meet a nigga on this day. Joy said that?
Yeah, Joy said it. Meet a nigga on Monday, fuck him on Friday, and forget about the nigga.
And forget about him. And there's a lot of women out here who are like that. Especially if it was trash.
Nope.
Especially if that dick was trash. Like, what the hell? Definitely not fucking your ass again.
You whether it be good or bad, you always gonna remember that shit. For real. It's too deep for women, man. And I don't understand why women don't understand, like, I don't want to.
I'm not saying all the time women are like that.
That's how it happens.
I'm not saying all women are like that. Some women, they do need a connection to have sex. That's a thing. Some women do need that.
Who waiting until Friday?
Oh, my God, Chris.
Shit, you want that shit on Monday, goddamn.
Oh, my gosh.
Monday night, nigga. You like Monday night Raw, huh? I'm just saying.
Monday Night Raw.
You don't understand. Nah, y'all don't understand. Y'all really don't understand.
So you think every woman that you've had sex with was like super like there was some type of emotional attachment there. Like,
for sure.
You had to like talk to her.
Let me tell you something. Every
Well, then that's a motherfucking problem, because listen. There's been women out there who's like, look, you look good as fuck. We on the same page. Let's do what we do and keep that shit pushing.
Nope. Any woman I've had sex with, I've always had, well, on their end, emotional connection. Everyone.
I don't even want to go there with you. I was going to.
Everyone.
Every woman you've had sex with,
there was emotional. Yes. Boo. It's not bull. Not even a little bit.
Bull.
Even on a one-night stand, or I just fought one time, two times, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Nope. But if she wanted it, she got it. Okay, period. That's what we're getting to, Chris. That's what we're saying. Like, I don't have to fucking know your life story. We don't have to connect sometimes. Sometimes your ass can look good as fuck, and we can do what we do, and I keep that shit pushing. I don't gotta be pressed or on you, or we gotta text, or I have to have like a build up. Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes sex just happens. Mm. You look good as fuck. We're clearly sexually vibing. We do what we do, and it is what it is. The fuck?
Right. But it's always a chance of me hitting that pussy again. It's not a one and done. So? What the fuck?
That doesn't mean it's just a one night stand.
No. It's so
I can fuck you a couple times and not give a fuck about you.
I'm making my point.
I don't have to be emotionally attached to you to have sex with you.
What the fuck? Like, I'm making my every point.
I don't have to be emotionally attached to you to have sex with you. What is he talking about?
If it's just one and done, no. If it's just one and done, it should be just one and done. That's all it should be.
Who said I got a toy for that, right?
That,
I guess you make a point.
If it's just one and done, that's all it should be fucking be.
That's real.
Yeah. If it's just one and done, that's it. But if I can call you next week, like, shit, what's happening? You like, shit, okay, cool. Nigga, it's a tie to it.
We have a sexual relationship.
Bro, you can fuck somebody.
Oh my gosh, you can fuck somebody.
That's crazy.
You can literally fuck somebody. And you know what it is between them. You don't got to go into how was your day at work and all this other shit, and I just want to make sure you good. And no, we can literally meet. I can have dick appointments with this person, and that's what the fuck it is. And then I leave, and I don't give a fuck about what you got going on, what you're
right,
doing.
Right, but you're contradicting yourself. You said earlier in the podcast on all the women that's on it commenting and saying one and done. I can fuck you on Monday and forget about you on Friday.
But you mentioned it. If I can hit that pussy again, and I'm like, okay, you can hit it again. So the fuck what? You said you brought that up. I didn't bring. You brought up another scenario. I did not. You brought that shit up.
You done?
Oh my gosh.
Are you done?
Oh my gosh.
You done? Okay, cool. So for all the women that was talking that shit like it's one and done,
he brought up a whole other scenario.
Hit a nigga on Monday.
He brought up another scenario.
Fuck a nigga on Friday.
And sure can do that.
And forget about this nigga. You won't have to talk to this nigga ever again.
Ever again.
And I will go back into the comments and everybody that was agreeing. You agreed. Brittany agreed. And everybody else that was agreeing. Oh. No, don't get into the comments. Don't get into it. We're going to get into it. Now you saying it's a dick appointment.
No. No.
Cut it out.
No.
Let me go get another bill.
You brought up one and done. Here. Let me go get another bill.
Niggas on bullshit.
You brought up one and done.
That's why this is called raw material because niggas be on bullshit.
We talked about niggas the difference between a one bullshit. Night stand and basically keeping it like that and we can leave your ass alone. Come on, y'all. Ladies, y'all haven't messed with a nigga and it was what it was and we weren't emotionally attached? Like, come on. Like, you can know what it is with a nigga.
We can't be both. Thank you. You're absolutely right.
Shit.
Thank you.
Shit.
Thank you, Joy. Okay. Thank you, Joy.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. There's absolutely no way it can happen like that. Thank you.
I'm not saying with the same fucking partner, but like, come on.
Whether it be a different partner or not, you're emotionally attached to that person. Like, what the fuck?
I guess.
Y'all just proved about you and your partner.
I'm a little different.
No, you're not different at all. You just proved my point. Actually.
So if I have a dick appointment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and him, that's all we do is fuck. That's all we do. You don't check on me. You don't see how my day was going. But when you hit my line and you're like, I need you to come over. That's emotionally attached.
For sure. For sure. For sure. In every aspect.
In every aspect.
Every aspect. But but like I said, women don't see it like that. They just like, oh no, it depends on the person.
I'm reading the comments and Joy did not say that.
Huh?
I'm reading the comments.
It depends on the person. It's situational. No, I ain't really say that, but we gonna go later on in the podcast. I meant this. No, you said what you said, and you meant what you said.
I didn't say that. I meant anything. What I said was we talked about two different fucking scenarios. We talked about a person that you fuck regularly, and you said you're emotionally attached to that person, and we talked about that how women can fuck a man and leave it at that and call it a fucking day. What you're saying is that all women, every time we fuck a nigga, we're always emotionally attached to some. What you said is in every aspect.
Every aspect.
Not true.
Every aspect.
Not true.
Okay.
Not true.
Every aspect.
Not true.
Every aspect.
Okay.
Every aspect.
All right.
Every aspect. Prove me wrong. We having a conversation. This is a podcast. Prove me wrong. Tell me something.
Okay, that's deep. Is it a dick appointment or a soul tie? You might be right. It might be a soul tie. It might be like
Wait a minute. Who said soul tie?
Okay, so a soul tie.
Oh, ooh.
That's getting deep into some shit now.
Right. So if
you have a soul tie.
So if it is a soul tie, that's emotional, right? That's deeper than just dick,
right?
But
men have soul ties too.
Wow.
Men have soul ties too. Do men not have soul ties? Do you have a soul tie? Do men not have soul ties? Answer that. Yes or no? Do men have soul ties?
Yes, men have soul ties.
Okay. All right. But then y'all keep that shit pushing, don't y'all?
No, but the thing is, I'm speaking for men for the most part right now.
He's speaking for men. Did everybody hear that? For men.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm speaking for men. I'm saying that, yes, men have soul ties. Men come back to something that's comfortable. Excuse me. Men comes back to something that's emotional. So, but women, they like, oh, nah, we don't do that. That's not what the fuck we do.
I said some women are like that. I definitely said that a couple times. I said some women can mess with a man. I just gave an example earlier of how I know someone personally who could have sex with someone one time and be like, so what are we? I know there's some women out there. I'm not speaking for all fucking women. I'm not speaking for all women. That's not what I'm doing. Some women will have sex with a man and be pressed. Only want him. Start acting crazy and shit. I'm not speaking for all women.
You have contradicted yourself at least 3 or 4 times.
I just don't.
Tonight.
Okay.
At least.
All right.
Bare minimum.
Cool.
And you had one with it. So I at this point I don't know,
because I think we went to different situations. We went from
that, it should be situational.
We went from a woman can have sex with a man on this day on Friday, and could say fuck him by Monday and keep living her life. That's what we talked about. Then we talked about a dick appointment, which is something that you continue to happen, that continues to happen. And you said that it's emotionally, that's an emotional attachment.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It may be, but then she brought in the soul tie. Is it a soul tie?
It is a soul tie.
Okay. So I'm listening.
So it's emotional attachment in every
aspect. Even if it's just, okay, I'm going to have sex with this nigga on Friday. We planned for Friday.
On both ends.
Mind you.
I'm not saying it's on one end. It's on both ends.
Okay. Well, then that you say it's on both ends, because you were just trying to make it seem like it was a woman thing, that women do that.
Mm-mm. It's deeper with women. That's what I was saying. If I gave y'all an impression it was just all women, I apologize. All women in the world. I was saying it's deeper for women. That's my opinion. I'm not saying that's a fact. It's just deeper for women. But it's emotionally attached to it, whether it's a dick appointment, soul ties, however you want to wrap it up, it's deeper.
There's still some type of attachment there, is what you're saying.
Way deeper. Yeah. Because, and whether it be bad or be good, you can always go back to that person. No matter what day it is, no matter what year it is, no matter who's around, you can always go back to that person.
Because you're comfortable. Is that what you were saying earlier? Because you're comfortable
yes.
with that person. Because you've already done it with that person.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
So what about when you have sex with a man? So what about if you have sex with a man and that shit was straight up trash, and then you're like, fuck no. Like, I'm about to keep giving him no ass because that shit was trash.
You'll still go back.
You'll still go back.
Mm-hmm.
So ladies, do y'all go back to a man... But that dick was fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all still go back and give him some ass?
Keep it 100. I don't want no women in comment talking about, nah, I went back at the stop. Cut it out. Cut it out. Yes, you have. At least you give a nigga another chance. Like, okay, you know what? He might have been doing this, that, or third. He might have been feeling this way.
You fuck a nigga on Monday. Catch something. Is that on the woman or do you call the dude?
What the hell? Brother, you on some other shit. We ain't talking about that.
No, that wasn't, you gotta read the comments.
Who said that? You and then on Monday, cause, it all depends. Let me stop. I'm just playing. Let me read the question for real. So it's looking. Wait a minute. Let me really get into it. Question: you fuck a nigga on Monday, catch something. Is that on a woman or a dude? You call the dude. Oh, okay. I mean, it's all situational.
Oh, here he go. Situational.
It's all situational.
It's so funny how, like...
It's all situational. I'm just saying.
Now, all of a sudden, it's situational, but he just said earlier in the podcast, we don't know.
On both ends, we don't know. It's not situational. I'm saying she said something about you catch something. That was not presented to us when I had the conversation.
Okay, what so was, how do you feel about her question? Say it again. Say it out loud.
Okay, let me say it for the audience. Excuse me. Question. You fuck a nigga on Monday, catch something. Is that on the woman or do you call the dude? You know, comment, say what you need to say. I see a lot of comments, so let me, so just look at nigga. What? Baby mama. What? Okay. So is it slick like a nigga will or a female will always have sex with their baby mama? What?
Oh, hold on. Who asked, who said something about a baby mama?
Same person who said something about the question of catching something. I'm asking. Because if I'm out here getting dick appointments and catching something, who is that on?
Ooh.
Well, shit, you know what you signed up for when you signed up for it, so. Who is that on? And you fucking wrong? You grown. You can make your own decisions. Wrap it up.
I think of, like, do you know, like personally, because if it's just a dick appointment, right?
Man, I'm feeling these comments tonight. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. God damn, I appreciate y'all. You know, the people, you know, they've been jumping in and out of live. It's just cool. I appreciate all the love. Who's been showing me love? I appreciate all y'all. I love y'all to death for real. You know, whatever. But go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
Shit, I forgot now.
Oh, shit. Damn. She was saying... That it's a baby mama.
Okay.
And I guess
she keep fucking her baby daddy.
Yeah.
But they're not together and shit, right?
Right. I'm but assuming. Then the outside catch something because of the mama, baby mama, and the baby daddy. But then the girl that I guess dating or
doing. Well, who's being responsible? Like on my end, I know who I'm fucking. And then are you just fucking anybody raw? Because it could be your fault too, as a woman, like. Are you out here being safe? And then if you know you're being safe, if you know for sure, and then you know you ain't really fucking nobody like that, who are you fucking as the man? For real. Like, if you know your bodies and you know you ain't out here really just raw dogging anything, like, but I'm fucking you, but we don't really have that commitment. It's like, you know, I really think it's really on, like, are you healthy or not personally? And you got to be really honest with yourself.
So, do y'all get tested even though it's just a jump off or roll the dice?
You should.
Shit, roll the dice.
Well, but like I was telling Quentin, growing up, we were always taught back home to like, and this is unrealistic. This is super unrealistic.
Playing Russian roulette with my dick. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping 100. This is raw material.
It's real raw around this motherfucker. You sick.
I ain't got no dice. Them dice in the back. If I had some dice, I'd be rolling them motherfuckers like a motherfucker. Y'all hit it.
So you fuck every bitch raw?
No. No. That's not what I'm saying. It's all situational if I do it.
So what makes a girl good enough to fuck raw?
Drunkenness.
Okay, and what else?
That's it.
So you just gotta only be drunk to fuck a bitch.
Drunk
raw.
As fuck. Drunk as hell. Not knowing to go. Stop. Hey, you. Hey, bro. Hey, run me to the gas station to get that goddamn that 3-pack real quick. Nigga, if I goddamn, if especially with my partners and shit, we riding. Hey, bro, drop me off. Da da da. All right, bet. Niggas, you know they don't think of you know they know where you going. Shit, if you ain't say nothing about it, we ain't gonna say nothing about it. That's your choice. You made a choice on your own. Drop a nigga off. He made that choice on his own. ain't saying they doing. I'm doing that all the time, but shit, at the same time, my boo EO.
What is Chris talking about?
I don't know what the fuck that nigga talking about. Who the hell? Yeah, no. For sure, yeah, no. But, I mean, shit, it's been, yeah. I'm sure you had drunken nights with you. I mean, like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that I've always,
Yeah. That's everybody. So you can't be like, oh, shit.
But I can't say a nigga that I didn't know, we for sure used a condom.
That you didn't know.
Yeah.
Every time.
Like, yeah. I really can't afford to catch nothing out here in these streets. Like, I just don't. He's so sick. Who said something?
Roll a dice, nigga. Roll a dice, nigga.
He's sick. You make me nervous. The hell, rolling dice. So you just, when you drunk, that's how you feel. Like, fuck it.
That's not what the fuck I said. What are you?
And don't niggas carry condoms in their like wallets or something? Like, isn't that like a thing? Like, single niggas, like, don't y'all always got condoms? Nah, I just always assume that. Don't niggas always got condoms?
Nah, hell no. Them motherfuckers dry the fuck out. Nigga, you been sitting on that condom for 5 years, nigga. That shit is over with. You might as well go raw, because it's going to pop. Fuck it. It's going to pop.
Oh my God.
You've been sitting on that condom for 5 years, nigga. That motherfucker, you got a whole circle in your wallet. Talking about, yeah, oh yeah, now I got one. Nigga, for what? Nigga, it's sitting there. Why you got it sitting there? For what? You got a big ass in your goddamn wallet. You like, bro, what the fuck is this? Oh shit, you know, nigga, I stay ready so I ain't gotta get ready. Nigga, how long that condom been sitting there? Shit. What year is it? You're like, nigga, throw that goddamn condom out, nigga. Throw that condom out. Because that shit old as fuck. Dried out. Nigga, as soon as you put it on, it's going to pop. So as soon as you slide in the pussy, if you put it on and it don't pop, you like, shit, I'm good.
Okay, so what if you're ready to do all that extra shit while you drunk? And she drunk too, but she like, baby, here you go. Put this on.
What is this?
A condom. Put that shit on.
How drunk are we? Are you drunk as I am?
Yeah, we're drunk as fuck. But both of us? Can still be a little bit responsible. You can be like, oh, I'm are we drunk both as drunk? Fuck. We both drunk. But there's some. There's, what? So you. I mean, okay, this is my thing. It is rare for a woman to just carry around condoms.
I was about to say. I mean,
is that
I mean,
a thing? Do women carry around condoms?
Oh, well.
Is that like a thing? Like, well, are women prepared for dick?
Bitches in Atlanta, they definitely ready. Ready. Because they want niggas to pay for it. Ready. A minimum of $250. Just to smell the pussy.
And why do you know this?
Said what?
Why do you know this?
Why do I know what? Because I've been in Atlanta for all my goddamn life. What you mean, why do I know this? Because I've been here.
Okay.
I ain't true to this, I'm new to this. I mean, my bad. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. I said that the wrong way. My bad. Hoes be ready. On go.
They do.
Say what now?
They do. It can keep you pushing.
Yeah, nah. Mm-mm. Them hoes ain't keeping the pushing. Even if you pay for the pushing, they still gonna hit you up.
Well, you're paying for it. I want some money. I mean, that's what they do. Shit, that's how they get their money. That's how they get their bills paid. So
sometimes.
You talking about paying?
Yeah.
You talking about paying? That's
it don't matter. It don't matter. That don't matter either. That don't matter either. Minimum.
Oh, my gosh.
You already know what the fuck going on, bro. Just keep it 100. They already know. They been here.
Okay, that's Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah, they been here. All right. Jeez, they been here. Yep, in the pillowcase in the couch, ducked off. What?
The pillowcase.
Huh? Just let the nigga eat the box. Wait a minute. Let me go up to the comments. What the fuck? Oh, okay, all right, I thought it was something different. Okay, cool. E, you kind of late, nigga. You gonna have to catch it on another day, cause this shit was off the goddamn chain today for sure. I hate to cut it short, but it was real live and direct earlier. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate anybody who was coming on. I love y'all who was coming on. I appreciate the love, but we'll catch y'all next week for sure.